Ken Jackson, Colleen Delaney, and Nathaniel Perry. New Mexico, 1887. From their position on a rise in the foothills of the Little Hatchet Mountains, Colonel Seamus O'Brien and Luther Ironside sat upon their horses, scanning the vista. Ironside leaned forward in the saddle.
Well, looky there, Colonel. I ain't seen something like that in a coon's age, with the times a-changing the way they are.
Stagecoach out of Lordsburg, I'd say.
Seamus sat upright on his horse.
Four hold-up men.
Any of our business, Colonel?
Oh, I don't see how it is. Us being no part of the law here, and with our own pressing business to attend to.
They're getting the passengers out, and the driver's climbing down, keeping his hand away from his gun. Now, that's savvy of them.
Is there a strong box on board, you reckon?
I doubt it. They're more likely to be carrying passengers to Recoil or down Snoraway.
Yes, you're right. The bandits are collecting the folks' valuables, looks like. Well, that's too bad. But we must be on our way, Luther, if we expect to reach Recoil before nightfall.
I wonder if we'll ever see another stage holdup.
Well, it's unlikely, Luther. The West is changing fast, but for better or worse, I can't really tell. The sight you see down there is going the way of the Indian and the buffalo.
It's a pity, Colonel. I sure like the old way better. Hey, look. Fella down there looks like he's refusing to hand over his watch or wallet or something. Even from here, I'd say he's real mad. Oh, hell. Now, why did he have to go and do that?
One of the outlaws held a smoking Colt in his right fist and watched a man in black broadcloth slide down the side of the stage and collapse against the front wheel, his head hanging. Another man and a couple of women shrank away from the dead man.
Now what, Colonel?
Well, a murder makes it our business, Luther.
There's four of them bandits down there, Colonel. How do we play?
Like we've always played it, Luther.
Seamus drew his Colt.
We charge home at the gallop, of course.
Like I said, 4-1 odds, Colonel.
We charged Yankees at 10 times those odds and scattered them. Unless you're getting too old for this kind of horse cavalry warfare, Luther.
Ironside skinned his own revolver.
Colonel, I'll be charging so fast, your buckskin's nose is gonna be stuck up my horse's ass. Watch this, old man, and see how it's done. Just like the old days, huh, Colonel?
Only then I'd have the cavalry brigade behind me.
You don't need a brigade when you got me, my dad.
Two of the outlaws ran from the cover of the stagecoach. Standing in the open scrub desert, they threw Winchesters to their shoulders. One of the bandits went down, his rifle spinning away from him. Seamus's hat flew off his head.
Damn you! That was my new $4 Stetson!
Events crowding in on him faster than his brain could register, Seamus was vaguely aware of a shot behind the stage and of Ironside chasing a fleeing man across the brush flat. As the outlaw ran, dust erupted from his pounding boots and he glanced fearfully over his shoulder at the fast approaching Ironside and he snapped off shots, his arm fully extended. Finally, realizing he sure couldn't outrun a horse, the man, a gangly towhead with mean eyes, stopped, tossed away his revolver, and threw up his hands. But grim old Ironside, a man not much inclined to mercy in the heat of battle, gunned the man right where he stood. He looked around for another enemy, saw none, and trotted back to the stagecoach. Seamus had dismounted, and now, his face troubled, he kneeled beside the shot passenger. Standing over the body of the fourth outlaw was an older, respectable-looking man with iron-gray hair and a mustache. His face was ashen, and he held a smoking Smith & Wesson .32 caliber sneaky gun in his hand.
You do for him, mister?
I've never killed a man before. My name is Silas Shaw. I'm a merchant in Recoil.
Don't worry, Shaw.